We
with Helium will start
with our first day of our Unity Connection and Convention, the North Convention, Latin number 2. I remember when I came to Rabash and I had the opportunity to ask him. I asked him, what's the main thing in the spiritual work? He says to me, the feeling. I was 33 years old. Full of strength, opportunities in life, and I saw life as some struggle that you need to succeed in, you need to work, obtain something, in science, or in matter. And any person that wants to succeed. But when you invest strengths, and then you advance. And there's no place for emotions or for feelings. I mean, what's this? What am I, a little girl? I'm a man. I need to do it in force, to you know, acquire life, like we see in our world. Who succeeds? Whoever invests his strength. Someone who, you know, develops his sensations. It was very difficult for me to understand what he meant. It's completely not what we're built for or educated for. And what, the wisdom of Kabbalah that's talking about all of reality, that we need to open it. It's talking about some development of sensations, of feelings, that I'll be sensitive. That what, I need to cry, to be excited? And I didn't see it in what I read, in all the books I read. It was very difficult for me to understand this thing. Until I started to really dive deeper and think of the perception of reality, which was close to me. We are now perceiving a certain reality, what we perceive with our senses, and it depends on our senses, how we feel it. The senses change, and we'll feel a different reality. Distances, times, a different space, everything different. But where do we perceive this reality? In our senses. The senses are feeling or not? As much as I am sensitive, thus I feel reality more. And then, according to how much I feel it, how much I widen my vessels of sensing, sensors, this is how much I develop. And then, in accordance with this, I develop my mind to understand what I feel, to do their discernments, analysis and synthesis of what is included in my senses. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us that our main sense is called the desire to receive, the desire. And within this desire, there are five types of senses, just like in our world, meaning just like now we feel them, those five types of senses in our general desire, our desire to receive, our desire to enjoy, sight, hearing, taste, tactile, and smell. And if we want to advance in the perception of reality, we need to develop them. Kabbalists explain to us that development of these senses is not by you making them more sharper. Just like you connect to your eyes a microscope or a telescope, to your ears some radars, to some sense special machines that can discern many flavors and or smells, also sensors for movements, for your tactile sensory. This will help you. In doing this, you're just raising your ability, becoming more sensitive in what you are already revealing, discovering. You need to go in a totally different way. Your sense from where you are, you can do it by you raising it not in a quantitative way, more and more and more to feel, more and more in every sense and sense, as much as you discern them, you'll connect to it, your mind. Rather, you need to raise your general sense, your desire to receive in a qualitative way. What does in a qualitative way? If we will all start to connect people, which is not really people. Each is some cell, feels that if they will begin to connect, then from their connection, you will get a new quality, which by them connecting, they will need each of them to exit himself outwards in their senses, each in his senses, and to feel what is outside of him. Outside of him, meaning in the general body, in which each and every one of us is similar to some single cell in the body, which because of some flaw or some problem was cut off of the body, like Bala Sulam says, that if some limb is cut off the body and some doctor comes and reconnects this limb to the body, then he begins to feel what's going on in the whole body. He feels himself and the body as one system. This is how we are. Each and every one of us, what he feels has been cut, and we don't feel that we've been cut. It's been cut from others, in which all the rest, there is some special body, which is called Adam, and only it exists. And And in this body, there's another life. Just like we can say an example to this, see the limb from our body or a cell that was cut, and if we connect it back, then what life does he feel? What life does that limb feel that was connected? What difference there is between feeling life, this small little life, this miserable little life that we were given, for a time to be in this, what we call 70 years, to that opportunity that we connect. When we connect, we feel whole, eternal life, and our existence is given only so that we will connect. And if we don't understand that we need to connect, then we return again to that same existence, which is cut off from the body, so that once again, we will try to connect to it. And this way, time after time, time after time, we are more and more advancing towards the understanding that we need to connect. Therefore, it's written here for me, lesson number 2. This is how they prepared for me this page. The construction of the common vessel for the revelation of the Creator. I don't understand this title. Construction of the mutual kli, the vessel. A kli, a vessel, cannot be mutual. That cannot be common. Because if it's not common, it's not a kli. It doesn't sense, it doesn't feel, it doesn't receive anything. Other than what he feels within it, what's happening to it, all sorts of movements that exist in his cell, all sorts of thoughts, feelings, desires. What's within that cell? A person lives inside himself. And therefore, it's not a kli. A kli is called that he feels the general kli. And really, when we, from ourselves, we feel the whole Adam, the whole person, immediately, the whole body. We don't connect to some part that's close to our cell. Rather, we feel it. Therefore, it's called in 10 whole sefirot, in which we immediately attain the smallest partsuf. But these 10 sefirot are in the lowest degree, which is called nefesh to nefesh, meaning a very small light. 20 over 125 of the true life. And later, more and more and more, as much as we feel more the general body, but we always feel the whole body. Meaning every time that we exist in this cell, this small cell which is cut off, or that we exit from sensation to the sensation of the general body. This is our whole goal. This is our whole existence and our life. And it's true that it's written that there's no more than feeling, than sensation, but not in our senses, rather to yearn for the new sense. And the difference between the senses is that in this existing sense, I receive everything by me trying to feel myself and everything that's happening inside of me, and this is what's important to me. And my world's also, it's mine, it's also, you know, as much as I feel myself in it. But the general body in which I will feel outside of me. How? And here, really, we need a method. We need someone that will explain it to us. Just like Bala Sulam says, if some doctor will come and will connect this limb to the body, then the body will start feeling the life, this great bit, then this limb will feel this big great life which is inside the whole body. Who's the doctor? Meaning, there must be an external force which does this work. I, on my own, do not understand what to do. The limb, the cell, cannot reconnect to the body on its own. But what he does need is for, in order to connect, in order to feel that it is connected, it needs to want to be connected. In order to want to be connected, this limb goes through all sorts of processes that it goes through, in which it feels like it feels bad for what it is, that his life is miserable. He doesn't know the reason why. He's confused, and anyhow wants to find life within his current existence and to absorb everything in keeping himself, so that maybe this is enough, that I, as I am, cut from everyone, but I will make for myself a state which will be as much as possible comfortable, better, for now, for the future, as little as possible to suffer at least. All our life is just keeping on how to suffer as least as possible. So, if he starts to understand that we need to do something here, how does he search? With the help of what? And we have for this force which can connect us to this system which is called Adam. And this force exists between us. We are in a unique, special state which, if we want together, we'll find within us, even though we are like cells that are cut off from each other, but if we'll want somehow emotionally to connect to each other, we will reveal in this yearning, in this tendency, in this trend, we will reveal that there is between us a force that connects. It will awaken through our yearning, through our effort. And then it will connect us. We need only to yearn, and then we will awaken it. This is how it works. And then, to the degree of our connection, which we will awaken it, and it will connect us, to the degree of the connection, there's a certain system of, we'll need some system of blood between us that will flow between us, and then we will be called a common body. Then we will feel this life, which the blood will flow between us, and in this general body already, and this life, we will feel as the external life, meaning not within ourselves, in which each and everyone was, but in this common life. Life in the degree of Adam. I don't know if I succeeded in transferring to you my sensation that I remember then, that I received from his explanation. But when he told me that the main thing is sensation, is feeling, from the skeptical state of which I heard this, until I understood that feeling is the intention to acquire senses, other senses, that even now I feel, and later from what I feel, I begin to study, to discern and scrutinize what I'm feeling. And then the mind comes to me, and there's understanding. Same here. In the spiritual life, first of all, we need to come to the feeling, this common feeling. And only later, from feeling what's going on in this Adam body, which is common, from this we will understand what is going on there. And then, when we just start to feel a little bit, we will see what Kabbalists are writing, that what they wrote, just like it is written in the preface to Taz in letter 155, that the whole thing is not just for those who have it. I mean, if one feels even a little, then for him, Kabbalah books are to him like a tourist guide, a tour guide, which tells him what he feels, where he is, what to do, where to reveal and what. This book becomes for him, it becomes open for him, revealed. And before that, it is obscured. Therefore, this whole wisdom is called concealed wisdom, which opens to you what was concealed before. So we need to yearn to reach connection, so that then these books of Kabbalah will be for us as a guide for what we will feel in our common body. Let's read what was prepared for us, and we'll talk about it. Quote number one. The whole Adam is called that he has already attained the degree of light, and Creator and Israel are one. And if so, definitely the reception of the face of the Shekhinah is important for him, for the whole essence is that Adam needs to reach this degree. But to reach the reception of the face of the Shekhinah, there must be first preparation, so that one will be ready for it. So that only through this, by a person working in love of others, he can reach the adhesion with the Creator. And there are many names for this. The attainment of the Torah and the reception of the face of the Shekhinah and so forth. And the main thing of preparation is just called effort. He needs to annul himself, meaning his essence, meaning that he annuls the thought of the landlords and wants to know the words of the Torah, which is called the annulment of the governance. And therefore he becomes a guest with the Creator, who is the landlord of the whole world. If we yearn for exiting each from himself, in which he feels in this sensation, like being in prison, in which he feels only this life, as much as he will live in the current state, meaning that he's dependent on his body, And if he exits from himself and starts to feel what exists outside of him, it will be called that he went to this out to the sensation of the soul, of the neshama. You can't be in both of them together. Either in the sensation of the body, meaning in internal absorption, or in the sensation of the neshama, of the soul, in the external sensation. By him going outside doesn't mean that he doesn't feel his beastly body, meaning his desire to receive. I feel in my desire to receive, or I do on it a restriction, and I feel what I feel in the desire to bestow. Meaning, in the general body, inside Adam, the system of Adam. And what I feel there, this system is called Shechina. Because in it, I discover the upper force, which is called the dweller, the Shochen. Therefore, it is written, in my people, in my nation, I dwell, which is in which it's given to us, the opportunity is given to us to connect between us in such a way that each exits himself and feels the others, and the general body. And within it, we just try to reveal the life. Next. Quote number 2. Advice for working in the Creator, and the main thing is to unify our hearts in love, friends, and we will see how we will contribute to the love of others and to the knowing of your Creator, and knowing that there is no deficiency. And the main thing is to unite each and every one in love and in one heart, and to work the Creator, and to see and to connect to each other, so that we will be within each other in each one's heart. And we will become one unit in love of friends, in love of the Creator, with all our hearts. The problem is not in our desires. The problem is in the governance. The permission is called who exists, who's the ruler, who's the connector. In the current state, I constantly feel that I am controlling. How can I get rid of this, meaning that I exist, which I'm constantly controlling, keeping myself, what's within my boundaries, so that nothing will come into our boundaries, and so forth. How to annul this control? If I could have annulled it, simply, I would be as if I don't exist. I would be, crumbled throughout the world. This is what's important for us. To neutralize this controller, this governance in us, which keeps, which doesn't let others get close, which doesn't let others penetrate within him, which stands on our boundaries, each and every one, to annul it. This gives us the ability to feel the reality which is outside my small cell. Next. Quote number 3. And here, preparation for the Torah, what belongs to us is the matter of reverence, as it is written, and the nation sat as one man with one heart, meaning that everyone had one goal, which is to the benefit of the Creator. And we need to understand, how can it be as one man in one heart? After all, it is known that what our sages have said, that just like their partsufim, their faces are not similar to each other, also their opinions are not. And how can it be as one man in one heart? Answer. If we are talking that each and every one of them cares for his only own self, what's found is that you cannot be as one man. After all, they're not similar. However, when everyone annulled their own governance and only cared for the benefit of the Creator, then their opinions are no longer private, meaning that all the individuals were cancelled and they all entered the governance of the One, of the Yun. The Creator is called Bo'ure, come and see. It's our common life of our body, of Adam. There's a system which is called Adam, and the life in it, inside the system, is called the Bore. Bore. Just like now, similar to what is now, we have for each of us his body, his biological body, and within the body, there's life. This way, in similarity, there's a system, which is called Adam, from within our common desires. And life, and this common desire, feeling in this common body, is called the Bore, the Creator, this common bestowal, force of bestowal, just like the cells in our body also have a common force of bestowal that which exists there. With which law? In which everyone cares for the other. This is a law that we learn from our reality. Truly, if we were to look at all of reality with the eyes of, let's say, objective eyes, meaning not dependent on our ego, we would see that all of the parts of nature, just like the cells in our body, the organs in our body, they're all working, they all exist in complete sharing, in which no one thinks about himself, but only on how to keep the general life, because it's like he understands that he depends on everyone. And to the degree in which it's sick, then everyone's sick. To the degree which is healthy, everyone is healthy. And there's no difference in every part and part. Either he's sick or some other part is sick. Because it's one body. Same here, we need to reach such an internal feeling to this system of connection, internal connection, this way. And to think that we're not talking about us being similar to each other. Rather, we're talking about us finding between us the new system of connection, which is called the spiritual world. Partsuf. The spiritual partsuf. Yes. Quote number 4. you should know that many sparks of divinity, of sanctity, are in each and every one of us. And when you gather all these sparks of divinity into one place, in love of friends, in love and friendship, definitely you will have a degree of sanctity which is most important at the moment from all the light of life. Every person has a tendency for this real life. And the people who gathered here are special people. Look, from yesterday till today, in which all in all 5 hours have passed. Yes, maybe. More or less. Until we started the lesson and we woke up. 6 hours. Look what just went through here. How much yesterday we had the feeling of impression and excitement, and how much today already there is an addition of desire. The revelation of the new desire, the heaviness of our heart, what we call. And we're already not in that same degree of feeling, that same tendency. What happened? We were given immediately now another addition of desire, another addition of force to which we need to connect to the connection between us. It's not enough what was here yesterday. Now we can. Certainly we can. Otherwise it wouldn't be given. To connect to the connection between us, this heaviness, more difficulty. And by doing this, we will reach an even larger connection. And thus, the overcoming of these difficulties and the lack of sensation that all of a sudden comes, and some thoughts, different thoughts, some kind of fogginess in our hearts, confusion within his heart. Through all these things, each person now needs to yearn to rise above this. This is called exertion and effort, in which against the body, against the desire. And here, we need to understand that in order to exit this, a person is not capable. No. In it, every person needs to think of others, how to think of others, so that each and every one will exit himself. I don't care for myself, just like a mother who cares for her children. Let's each and every one who thinks how he yearns to awaken others. If we think this way, we will feel how our heart begins to awaken, how the sensations begin to rise, how we all of a sudden start to once again return to some livelihood, some sensational livelihood, some spiritual feeling, under the conditions that I care that others will be awakened in my thought, in my desire. Therefore, Balasulam writes, you should know that many sparks of sanctity are in each and every one of the friends. And by gathering all these sparks of divinity to one place, in this gathering of friends, in love and friendship, definitely you will have a degree of sanctity which is very important to them at the moment, more than the light of life. So in each and every one there is a spark. Let's awaken these sparks in a mutual concern, in mutual guarantee, in which I care of the life of others. we will go to questions. Also, according to the subject of yesterday, the topic of yesterday, and also according to the topic of today, only as close as possible to what we've been through yesterday and today. There are two microphones here, yes, and there are orderlies with yellow hats. So please, whoever wants, please come over here. We have a few minutes to I'm asking this way, to give the priority to our friends from abroad. Okay? Please. Well, go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, friends and Rav. You spoke about the feeling, which is the most important thing. I think it's very difficult to describe the feeling, but during yesterday's workshop, I had, after it, in it, a very warm feeling for the friends. Is this something that is coming close to what we need to feel? Look, as much as we deal more and more in the workshop, later it will receive a different form, a form of more internal connection, less words and more of a common internal feeling. I never spoke about this before, but we will see how these things change and come to a form, to a different form, a more spiritual form. As much as we deal more in the workshop, we will feel that we are learning a lot more in this way. We learn a lot. Every article we read several times, every article of Baal HaSulam, we maybe read 10 or 20 times. We studied the Rabash articles. How many times do we read it and ensure it? Articles about the group and all sorts of things. We already know them by heart. We're already throwing out all these quotes, and each remembers from every half word what he means in some part of the text there. And really, you are all filled with what is written. But it's not study. This is not study. Study is in connection. Just as it is written, I learned a lot from my teachers, more from my friends, and even more from my students. Just as we learn that a person needs to relate to his friend like as a great one, a bigger one, in order to receive from him, like a small one, in order to bestow to him, and like an equal, because he's a friend, and he's a friend. A friend is equal, whoever exists in equality. So, here it's the same. When we study together, we talk together, this is actually the right connection, and there we learn. Because we learn there about connection. When I hear how others talk, how they behave, how they're influencing me, how I can influence them, in which we awaken the connection between us, just like the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking only about the connection, and explains to us about the connection between the Partzufim, between the Sefirot, between the worlds. It's all connection, no more. 10 Sefirot, there's not much to learn about. The main thing is the connections, just like in the whole body. We can understand what the cell is, more or less. But how this body works in general, this is the problem. Yeah? So, therefore, the main thing is that everyone learns from the other. And therefore, the impression, the excitement, the understanding, the feeling, everything that will remain with you, much more will remain with you from the workshops than from the lessons. The lessons is your mind. More to discern and scrutinize what we are attaining and feeling from the connection between us in the workshops. That's it. And until we reach a state in which every lesson will be like a workshop, a person learns from the people who are similar to him, who exist more or less at the same height, not from the teacher. The teacher is, let's say, there's before you some teacher, a guide who walks ahead, and he walks. But how to walk forward? You can see from your friends how they're walking, they took stick, they wore special, put on special shoes and some other thing. You're learning from others. You look at the others, that's the main thing. He's there, talking somewhere from a height, from above. Therefore, the workshop's the main thing. Please. A technical question. I sat yesterday in a circle with 10 friends. The question is, what is it right to do today? Should I find 10 new friends, or should I go back to that same circle and deepen the connection, or does it not matter? It doesn't matter. I would say that in however it works out, it's not important. I'm not even looking at their face, not at their faces at all. I'm just hearing what I hear. I'm receiving this sensation, and I'm trying to enter with them together into one system. For, against, what they're saying, I'm hearing what they're saying. I'm not disparaging what they're saying. But this is all in order for me to connect within them and to feel this common field. And within this common field, we're about to reveal the Creator. I'm telling you, just wait for it for every moment. This is called to expect for any moment for him to come. This we need to do in every group and in all the groups together and in the whole world Kli. Because this is one system. Therefore, it's not important to me so much who exists or doesn't exist. It's important to me that I will hear it in a way that is shorter. That's why I said yesterday, maybe to sit whoever talks in one language together. But actually, it's technically. And I don't care all the other conditions, because I don't see him. You understand? The face is not important to me. The body is not important to me. It's not important to me. I need to connect. I need to somehow, through what I'm hearing, to fast reach the internal connection. And as much as possible to grab onto him and annul myself and be in them, really in what they're talking about. You say that we need to feel. So in corporeality, it's understandable. We have sensations, we understand. But in spirituality, how does this process occur? How do you reach this sensation? All of humanity is one body. And there is, in this body, some matrix, some system. A web, how should I say, a net, which connects everyone together and streams a force which is common. This common force, this common life, is what we need to feel. This force is called the upper force or the creator. We were given a group, a little part of the whole system, which, so that we will be able to begin to enter this sensation. It's, I don't have words. This is the, according to the example that the Bhagavad gives us, in which you connect a limb to a body, or an organ to a body, to search, it's the common shared life of the internal system, of our internal system. I don't know. Try to find some words. It's a sensation to reach. You understand? I see, I don't find words today. We have a little heaviness for the morning. This is good. The internal system of connection between us, in short. We'll try to reveal it. You see, as much as we advance in technology and in science, we discover things that are more and more gentle. We thought first that everything exists from particles. Then we started a few hundred years ago to discover fields, wave fields, different wave fields, radio, light, and so forth. These are all waves. And now we're reaching a state in which we are understanding that everything is waves, that there are no particles. There is no matter. There are waves, a field, and not many fields. Radio waves, light waves, it's only a frequency, a different frequency, but it's all waves. And slowly we are advancing to the fact that there's one field only. Simple. Something that is not matter at all. We're not matter. And not something a lot, but everything is one. In science we're even reaching this. Yeah? It's a wonder how much we are reaching a wall to some boundary. Then we say, that's it. Everything is a wave. Everything is waves. Everything is a field. Only we don't associate to this field also the thoughts and desires. And it's a field of our desires and fields. One reveals inside this field, this one field, himself. That it is us, especially, at the height, at our height. We are the owners of this, of that field, of that reality. So I can't explain to you, it's where we are before a feeling. It's hard to explain. A field is a field of desire. A desire for what? For this, for that, for that. We don't understand yet what desire is. Yes. If I understood you correctly, you talked about a new desire this morning. Heaviness that came to us from last night to this morning.
And you gave a
And you gave us advice what we have to do with this. I think you said we have to connect to something. But I didn't understand. So the question is, what do we do with this level of new level of desire or heaviness? What is the work? But do you feel heaviness? Yes. I see that I can't talk even. This means it's not a regular lesson. One will help his friend. They will care for others, that they will awaken. That they will start to feel more. That there will be more life. That they will, it'll be better for them. That it'll be happier. That they'll have the spirit of life. This is what I need to think for about others. If each will think of others, we will overcome this heaviness and rise above it. And specifically, that's what needs to happen. And then we will be in a different degree of connection between us. Only through me caring. Let's say guests come to you. Home, they come home to you. You invited them for some evening. You prepared their beers and cake and all sorts of things. Okay? And in general, what do you care about? For them to have a mood, a good mood. That's it. So you care how they're feeling. Are they happy? Are they joyful? Are they dancing, talking? You know, that everything is like, because the sensation is what's important here. Not that they will eat there the something that you prepared for them. The main thing is the sensation, the feeling. So this way, you two are there also now. You're caring that they're all like your guests. How are they feeling now? What, as much as they are in the air. Concern. Concern in one's heart. This is what's important. And through this, you truly enter them to a new state. How? Through you stream to them the upper light, this awakening, by you caring for them. Yes. Hello, Rav. Yesterday, before we came here to the convention, we did a preparatory workshop in the bus. I heard. And I couldn't participate. I felt myself closed and confused. I came here to the workshop and everything changed. And here I really felt the friends. What I wanted to know is, what does this, my yearning and effort, depend on for the friends? We're used to, from this world, to study, to learn, to work, to do something. And we think that by doing so, we are attaining things. Just like in our worlds, this is how we get things. I mean, the more I work, the more I study more. In work, it's in my effort, in my exertion, but in my sensation. In my study, in my effort, in my mind, with my mind, and this is how I attain things. The spiritual world is attained through connection. This means I have to connect with others. And in my stand to understand the connection with others. But connection. We need to correct the connection between us that was on purpose cut. So then we will feel the system in a more deeper way. If I'm just alive, I don't feel that I'm alive to the degree in which I live less. I'm alive less. I'm a little sick or something. And then I come back to life, that healthy life. I appreciate life more. And also then I understand more. If there are no flaws in the system, I can never know what the system is. If there's no flaws, I can't grasp it. The moment I begin to reveal that this doesn't work, why doesn't this work, why does this work? Oh, well, this is not connected to this, and this needs to connect to that. Why do they need to be connected? What do they attain? And if there'll be a connection in a different way and so forth. Meaning from these flaws and the corruptions that I learned the whole system. Therefore, now there's a heaviness of the heart, feeling very nice. Meaning we need with force now to try and connect ourselves. Yesterday, I felt it also in the bus. You felt that in the bus also. You know, you couldn't connect with them. Here you felt, yes, I can. Through this, we learn the system. But the main thing is your effort. Not to let go of this exertion. Yeah, I must be connected. This means to feel myself inside them. Not connected just to them. I to everyone. Rather, I inside of them. Because in spirituality, connection is inclusion, in which one falls inside the other. This is how connection is. It's not connection with boundaries. Until I don't enter inside the other completely, it's not called that I'm connection with him. This is not connection. This is just a point. From this I don't feel anything. I must, with all my area, connect to all of his area. That's it. And why, and how much you feel more feeling than in another workshop, other than another state? Because what reveals to you, is revealed to you is a new area. What's revealed to you is that place where you are getting closer to revealing the Creator. In that place, you will feel. What we learn in TES, we learn what the system of connection between us is. This is what they're telling us. Abba v'nima, zeram, pin, this goes up, this goes down, the olamot. Everything is between us. This is this net of connection. And just like in the internet, you have a net. A network. Such a network. This is what we learn. And within this network, what flows? All of the, how should I say, all the different streams of connections between us, between everyone, all in all, this is called Creator. These forces which flow between us, all in all, in which we start to feel them as they connect us all together, this is called the Creator, Bore, come and see, which you reveal, this livelihood, which fills us, which connects us, or the light. And it depends how you reveal the Creator or the light, as Nefesh, or as Ruach, or as Neshama, or Chaya, or Yechida. It's the amplitude or the force in which you reveal the Creator in your life. Try to make it more materialistic to you, this is what you're in it, but see this in what you can feel of what is being given to us to feel. Please. Two questions, if I could. One, when I try to annul myself, when I try to care for others, then what I find is, once again, myself. If I'm trying for everything to connect, it's like I constantly find myself anew, and I can't to take that step beyond that. How does that disappear too? I don't care about this. That I'm constantly new, And all the time, my old one, it disappears. I don't care about this. What for? Yesterday I was like this. The day before that I was even different, more different. It's not... It doesn't disturb me. It doesn't bother me. I don't care for one other moment that is to the past. And I don't look back. It's forbidden to do this. I am not allowed to search for one moment. Let's say today we can talk about what happened yesterday. If we learn what happened yesterday, study in with our minds compared to what was the day before that and like this and like that, just like in psychology, for the purpose of the study, for going forward, that's worthwhile. To go back to the feeling of yesterday, God forbid. God forbid. The feeling today, now that you're sitting, he is sleeping like a log. He doesn't feel anything. He doesn't feel anything. His face is like that. Yesterday it was like full of sensation, all like this with expression and impression. Today, this state of a log, his face like that, that is blocked, is higher than yesterday. It's higher. Only it didn't enter the spirit of life in it yet, but the degree is higher. I am forbidden anywhere with my sensations, with my feelings, to try with my emotions to go backwards. Next. Many times when we don't talk about the, we heard that it's not good to talk about the internal states because it could be dangerous. It's not dangerous. We don't talk about internal states in order to not harm each other, because each of us is egoistic. And this, even though I won't want, it'll happen this way, that I, instead of helping a friend, it's as if I will try, it doesn't matter if I do it physically or not, and spiritually, not physically, it's not our desire, it immediately enters a disturbance to the system. So that I won't relate to him in a way that I want for his harm and not for his benefit. So when we sit in a workshop and you tell us to talk from the heart, from the feeling, and not from the mind or from the book, how do I care that I don't, God forbid, take something out that will be harmful? Thank you. In a workshop, we usually talk about things that are not in my heart, what I feel. Rather, what we think about some result or some phenomena, some special phenomena. And although this, we're talking about emotions, but not about the current internal states. I'm not saying to you, right now I am in such and such a state, a specific state, wow, wow, wow. Meaning I'm bringing you my impression, my excitement. This is not good. Because in this, I am forbidden to show myself to others. They can hurt me. And by doing so, it stops them and it stops me. But about the general system, about the reasons, what did we talk about yesterday? Effort, results, the goal, and so forth. We're talking about general things. About this, you're allowed to talk. The main thing is not to talk about the current state in which you are today, right now. In short, just to remember. Yes. Good morning, Rav. Regards from Bnei Baruch, Australasia. Yesterday, during the workshop, I was sitting with nine other people whom I've never seen before in my life before. And initially, we struggled to feel each other. We all spoke Russian, but towards the end of that experience, I felt this absolutely warm, enveloping feeling, and I felt those people probably better than I felt some of my friends who I know for 25, 30 years in the corporeal world. In Australia and New Zealand, we are a virtual group. We don't have the luxury of being able to sit down together like this, physically, and feel each other right there, in one place, being actually like one soul. What would you advise us to do? How can we compensate for that lack of ability to feel? Because what we're talking about here is feelings. There is in everything the direct and the opposite. A thing and its opposite. There cannot be a plus without a minus. Good without better, bad without good. This is how, from one root, the whole, which everything divides, it divides into the thing and its opposite. The fact that you are distanced from each other, on one hand, it's as if it's bad. On the other hand, it could be good. Everything depends on your effort and your exertion. If you give great effort, just like you're supposed to, in accordance to what you are capable to give there, because anyhow, you're far, and all the conditions, the internal conditions and external conditions of this world, you're in this distance. So you also, in accordance, feel the distance. You feel the heaviness, the sorrow, and that helps. It helps. And despite that, the question is how you will be able to connect a group and make the same actions that we do. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, the study is secondary. The connection is actually the whole action, the whole practicality of it. And the study is only in order to awaken the light for connection. And to understand later what we're attaining with connection. It's a very practical wisdom. It's not something theoretical, or some foggy, obscured thing with some distant intentions. It's all about the connection between us. Meaning there are people, they're trying to do a connection between them. This is the laboratory. What they want to do is scrutinize in the connection between them. This is actually the whole topic. That's it. That's where I constantly need to be. That's it. All the time. Only in this. And I constantly need to be with paying attention to this. The connection between us and how much this network of connection between us, this field, this common field between us, the more I feel it, locate it, feel it, awaken my sensitivity to it, the more I feel the details there, all the streams, and all of this becomes for me greater and more important, more powerful than our bodies and our desires and our thoughts themselves. Now, for the meantime, I only see bodies. Later, I start advancing forward. Instead of the bodies, I start seeing the relationships between them, between us, just relationships. Later, these relationships become some sort of common field in which we have a common intention, a common goal, a common benefit. Then later I start seeing in this field a livelihood of its own. And then us as bodies, or us as each one as a desire or as a thought, becomes secondary, as if it's not important. Just like we talked about this, that once we thought that particles are the main thing, now we see, no, particles are don't even exist. And everything becomes one field. And thus we reach a state in which we see that other than the field of light, this common feeling of everyone, inside everyone, there is nothing. And this is the truth. This is the matter. And this is the force, and everything exists. And what was there before? I was just simply in a lack of true sensation. So, to this form, we come through effort, through exertion. And this common exertion, which for the meantime, 10 bodies are sitting, in which each sits in his chair, and each sits looks at the other. And from this we start and start and start more and more and more until we come to a common feeling. If you have this, you can advance. If you don't, you could do it behind the screens. I feel like there are many of my students who are sitting somewhere out there behind their screens, and yes, they're capable of feeling that they are together with us. And they truly are together with us. So they're not talking to us in a way that we can enter a few words. It's not important. The feeling exists. I don't have this field here of ours. We're not waiting for it. Thank you. If there are friends from abroad, there are top priority, whoever wants. No? Okay, then local. Only something to our topic. If not, you and him, and that's it. And then we're going to move to the workshop. Yesterday there was a question, what do you have to do in order to love your friend? I came to the conclusion that I cannot love the friend. I can justify my actions, and I can understand all the my yearnings and my desires, but it's really far from what you could call love. And when I dig inside my feeling today, because it's also my family, and the question is how much that's love with my family too. Can you give me advice on this, as you asked yesterday, with your question, in short, in a concrete way? Love is the feeling of connection, the sensation of connection. We use love in a corrupted way. I love something, that I love to enjoy something. Yes? There is here some cookie. Yes? I love it. I don't love cookie. It's pleasant to me to enjoy it. The concept of love is wrong. Yes? What is it called that I love it? It, meaning at how it is, I love it? No. The pleasure from it, I love. Completely. And it's completely corrupted in our mind completely. Love, which we're talking of, is belonging. It's belonging. It's the connection. The sensation of connection in which it's mine. This is actually love. What does it mean that I love my family, my children, and there's those that I don't love? Are they connected or not connected? Only we call it love from the sensation of connection. That's connecting. That's called a love. If I feel like I'm connected, but this connection is not good, this brings me hatred. If I am not connected to someone, I don't love and I'm not connected, and I don't hate. I'm simply not connected. Do you understand? Or feel? So love to a friend is if I discover that I am connected to him and this connection is good for me. This is called love. If I'm connected to him, I discover that I'm connected to him and this connection is bad for me, it's called hatred. Because certainly this is how I will feel. If I'm not connected to him, I feel that I'm not connected to someone. It's a lack of feeling. I feel that I'm not connected to someone or something. I don't have hatred or love. I have a determination of the state, a lack of connection. And then I don't feel him. I feel that I don't. To build a good connection.
Now it's okay.
We also discover how much in a bad connection we are. We need to try and discover a good connection. Necessity. In which I need everyone. I must have everyone. Just like Bala Sulam writes, many sparks there are in every one of our friends. And I need them. This is my life if I don't connect to them. If I connect and I feel that through this I receive life, then I love them. This is what it's called. This is how we reach love. If you will feel that through your spiritual life, and we're willing to be connected to you, this whole life is here, please, then you'll feel that you have to us a tendency, a yearning, a desire to connect. This is called love. There needs to be a deficiency for it. You could talk about this a lot. Bala Sulam writes that there needs to be yearning, which is called kishui. from the word koshi, which is difficulty, that a person discovers that he doesn't want to be connected. He doesn't want to be dependent on others. He hates, repels. Later, instead of this, it comes to him through common exertion, him towards others, towards him, and he reaches the state in which difficulty becomes a desire, a yearning. He sees that he must have it, and then he yearns for it. He has a tendency for it already. And then he explains that it comes in different ways, in ofanim, in which it comes to him and he doesn't come to him. He wants, he doesn't want. It's like a flirt, like some game. There's a covering and a revelation, and a covering and a revelation. And then through this we reveal what a deficiency for love, and the result of love is zivug, is coupling, is connection, in which each from this zivug, from this coupling, annuls himself in order to connect with the other. This way, in a mutual way, we reach connection. And this is called love. And this is not like the love that people think, which everyone, each person annulled himself, and all the rest, the parts in the system, for all the friends. To try to get to necessity, in which without them I am worth nothing. I don't deserve anything. Because truly, what the spiritual life is, without them I don't deserve anything. Well, let's hear Saba, Grandpa, and with this we'll end and we'll go to the workshop. Rav, in the initial workshops, I really wanted to hear friends in the circle that identify with my opinion. Lately, I give less importance to opinions that are similar to mine, what I think, and I look for more different things, to hear different things from me. Now, yesterday you said something that we thought. You said that we're not concentrated enough in order to reach a one thought. United. Yeah. It doesn't clash towards with this yearning of me that I'm looking for different opinions, that I'm looking to hear different things from what I think. I can sit with anyone. What he talks about, I receive it that it's the Creator that's arranging it for me. It doesn't depend on people. I could sit between those who you know them very well. And also they will say, I relate to all those who are outside of me as the revelation of the Creator towards me. But this is how He's working on me. And therefore it's not important for me who to sit with. It's not important to me at all, anything. If we gathered here with people who are exerting forces in study, in action, in dissemination, that came from afar, that conceded different things, and they do this every day in these conditions at least, then what is it important for me, who I'm sitting with? And what is it important to me? I don't relate to him, I don't give him any importance. There are many sparks that are here in all the friends. The person who's sitting in front, what sits before me is a spark, meaning a divine part. And this is how he talks to me. And therefore, I don't give any importance to his body, to his expressions even. Everything comes to me. There are no people here. There's some fluids. There's influence on me, bestow on me, some field. And this is the Creator, how He influences me, how He bestows to me. All in all, other than me, and we studied this, not just once, that other than the person, then one, there's only the Creator, that there's none else besides Him. So I receive it this way. This is all towards me. This is how it's revealed to me. And therefore, it's not important to me so much who to sit with and also what they're talking about. I receive it as an opportunity for my self-annulment to see them as great, to add to them from my impression and from my concern. In Arvut, in Shugaranti, this we committed to, and thus to advance.
אם אתה מקשיב, את הפאזל כבר מרכיב, והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים. וזה גדל בלב, משמחה ומכאב, יוצא למסע לא מתעכב. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית, עוד מאותה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בחזומים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה